So should we start with a rousing Happy New Year, or is that kind of played?
Nope, I think we're only 2 weeks in, and I say let's ride it.
Okay.
A little bit longer.
I am Big Shoes Stu Evans.
And I'm Dina Fox.
And we missed you.
Yes, it's been a few weeks since before the holidays that I think we had a chance to chat.
I had a guy come up to me in the grapevine, you know, because I'm a karaoke fiend.
I know you are.
And he, you know, downtown, Old Town Scottsdale. And he goes, Big Shoes Stu! I don't know how he knew it was me, whatever, but he goes, we miss you. And I'm like, I miss you. But
every
but,
day, you know, practically.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me it's like 4 years, but yeah, I still
and for those
talking
of you
everybody
who might be wondering, you know, this is the first time you're hearing the podcast, what happened to us or whatever. It's real simple. When we left Camel, you've left once, I left twice.
Yes.
But both times, you know, we love you, we love what you do, we want you to stick around, you're welcome in the building anytime. We just can't pay you to be here.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how that goes. And so we don't go down there anymore.
Yeah.
As a result of that. But because Stu and I live relatively near one another, it's easy enough for us to get together periodically to just chat and catch up and see what's going on.
Every time I'm on work release, it works out really well.
Yeah. Or that WITSEC program. We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Can you believe how cold it is here? And I know that there are parts of the world and country that are much colder than we are, but for Arizona...
Yeah, but we've been cold in Alaska this last week.
And the East Coast up until like today had been much warmer, and in the 60s, where it's here, it was in the 40s. There was a thin layer of ice had formed on our swimming pool yesterday from the night before. I couldn't believe it. Never saw that here.
I had just walked the dog when you got back to join me for this podcast. And we came across a few places. If you've got a northern exposure of any kind, there's still ice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So very
thank God no freezing pipes. Some people got stuck with that stuff.
Yeah, we haven't even bothered like others, neighbors and people who put sheets and things over their outdoor plants and bushes.
I know.
We just don't even bother.
We just let them die.
If they die, they die.
Well, we've been sampling the oranges. I've been grabbing them as much as I can. We got one orange tree. I keep grabbing the oranges. And you're like, okay, like they got to last a little bit.
Yeah, my honey Lauren picked all the citrus last weekend.
Now, Dina did something... organize something that we have to tell you about, because this is the best use of cold weather, and we didn't even know because we planned
couldn't
this for like
planned.
A month.
No. Right. We had to because we were getting four couples together. So, you know, when you're trying to coordinate that many people's schedules, it's nearly impossible. You got to go at least 3 or 4 weeks in advance. And it was this past Saturday night, we had everyone at our house for soup night.
Soup night.
Soup night. And it
this was genius.
It happened to be the coldest night of the winter, I think.
It just worked out exactly that way. I mean, look, if you're not from Phoenix, we had temperatures in the teens in the city. That's just really weird.
It's very unusual. Very, very unusual. And so we had planned soup night. My love, Lauren, loves to make scratch soup, which I certainly am the beneficiary of.
He killed that turkey soup.
Smoked turkey. Now, he had smoked the turkey between the Christmas and New Year's holidays. He actually smoked a turkey and then made the stock from the carcass.
Wow.
I mean, he really went all out.
Is there a lot of THC in the turkey when you smoke it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, you got to – I'm not anywhere near that. But anyway, that's how it comes out so delicious. And then your lovely bunny brought the most delicious chicken tortilla soup with all the sides that go with it, which made it totally over the top.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
She brought the chunked up avocado, the shredded cheddar cheese, which you always have me at cheese. And I know it's not your favorite, but I love cheese.
No,
oh my gosh, if I could find a cheese diet, I'd be in heaven. Why can't we make that? And she also brought the tortilla strips and sour cream. So her soup was killer. And then our other friend, Candida, and her husband came over. And Candida had made a Rachel Ray roasted pumpkin soup, which was off the chain.
Yes.
With the garnish and everything. And then our other friends.
And she brings like this wacky garnish with all these. What's in there? And
it was like apple
a lot of stuff.
And corn. I mean, it was just a really wonderful garnish. And then our other friends, Christina and Troy, brought a wide assortment of breads and rolls for dunking, which was just fantastic.
They didn't bring a soup, too?
No. There were three soups and
yeah, but,
half but
Troy's
a dozen
in the,
or
ten Troy's
breads.
In the bread business, so that works out
was,
right.
He was, yeah.
And those breads were off. They were great.
They were fantastic.
Okay, so here's our recommendation to you. It doesn't have to be a soup thing, but we recommend that highly. Everybody brings one soup.
For wintertime, it was really fun, and eight seemed like a really good number.
All right, so how are we going to rearrange it for like summer? Are
we so we think for spring, maybe we'll do a sandwich night where everybody can make their favorite sandwich.
All
for
right.
summertime, since it's so hot here, we could do
Bunny
favorite.
Bunny won a championship in sandwich making.
Really?
Yep.
Well, so she's
back
totally
Chicago when she was a kid.
So maybe you guys will host for sandwich night.
Yep.
And then in the summer, we could do big salad night because it's so hot here, nobody wants to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fall, we could
do... Yeah, you just want Bunny's garbage salad.
I do, because it's fantastic.
By the way, it's not made from real garbage, only imitation garbage.
That's it. No real garbage was harmed in the making of the salad. And then in the fall, we could do casserole night, which would just be fun. Lauren would make his lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza night.
Pizza night we could do.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can tell that's our excitement these days. recipes and cooking.
And of course, Dina is always trying to turn me on to new stuff to do on the cold nights, like watching The Tube.
All right. So the latest reality show that we are totally sucked into.
Hang on. Before she tells you,
yes.
I have to explain. First, you turned me on to Cash Cab way back when.
Cash Cab, when it was on Discovery
Best damn quiz show in the world.
It was fun.
It's hysterical. If you've never seen Cash Cab, they rerun it. It's been going on so long now. Then you turned me on to Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
And I've met those guys when I was out in Vegas for the ACMs. Yeah, so they're awesome.
Right.
Pawn Stars is a riot, basically a pawn shop, and they bring in treasures. And you get
Ice
the
Road
idea.
Truckers was another one.
I never really loved it as much as you did. It's fun.
It was good for the first season or two. And then
did you turn me on to Storage Wars, or did I turn you on?
I think you turned me on to that one. But the thing is about these reality shows, you know, they always come out with a slew, but there's usually only one or two that I find at all interesting or entertaining, and the rest eventually I just totally ignore.
So the new entree.
All right, Amish Mafia on Discovery Channel. We're totally sucked into this.
Amish Mafia.
Amish Mafia.
How much reality is this?
I have no idea.
I saw the one where they send the Amish kids away from the farm to go to the city. What is it?
I don't know the term for that, but they do talk about it and reference it on the show. I think there have only been 5 or 6 episodes so far, and we've seen, I think, all of them. But I don't know how much is real. I don't know how much of a glimpse we're getting behind the curtain. The fact that we're getting any at all, I think, is interesting.
All right. So give me a thumbnail of a version of a day of Amish Mafia.
Like. Well, I don't know about a whole day, but there's one main guy, the head guy, Levi, and then he's got his guys.
His
henchmen. Yes. Thugs, if you will, of the Amish variety, one of whom is Mennonite and seems to have all the weapons, which I didn't even know what the difference was. So here I am learning about something I didn't really know before, which I think is a good thing. That and Moonshiners, but that's a whole nother conversation. so they portray themselves as helping the community and helping those who can't really help themselves. You know, it's a simple lifestyle. They're farming. They're still washing things by hand. There's no electricity. I mean, first of all, I could never survive this. I just right up there raise my hand. Not happening. But so they're giving money here where it's needed. They're collecting money elsewhere.
Let's talk about the reality of the fact that none of these people can supposedly watch this show they're on.
Not only that, they're not supposed to be driving cars. And the dude is rolling in a Mercedes nicer than, you know,
what
I'm driving.
Okay.
And then another guy is driving a Cadillac. I'm thinking, wow. So
horse-drawn Cadillac.
And then they have buggy races, which are apparently frowned upon in the community.
Okay, but wait. All that established. What's the plot?
Well, I'm not even really sure what the plot was, but in one episode, for example, there was a situation
She's never steered me wrong.
Where somebody in the community came to the group of guys and said that a bishop had been spotted at a motel with a working girl, if you will, trying to put this, you know, delicately.
She was churning butter?
Something like that, churning. And so Levi, the leader, goes to the bishop and explains that, you know, they've been caught on camera, he's been seen, and he's going to have to... The bishop asks him, what should he do? Well, how should I handle this? And Levi says, you have to go away, probably for a couple of years. You're going to have to leave the community, and I'll take over all your businesses while you're gone. Really?
Whoa.
You should see it. Anyway, it's fascinating. I don't know how much is real. I'm sure it's very entertaining for television, and we're sucked into it.
All right.
Now. I mean, eventually it will lose its charm, and I'll be moving on to the next one.
New season of American Idol starts tonight. And sure enough, after, 11 seasons, they've managed to revitalize or kill it. Every time they change it, it's killed. And if you like it, you watch, and if you don't, you don't.
That's
my
right.
favorite part of every season is this first
The auditions?
Few weeks. It's hysterical.
Right. I mean, can't even get through it.
It's where you get the William Hungs of the world, okay?
I can't even watch. I can't even listen. It's so painful for me.
It is painful.
I know.
But that's why I sit there with the zapper and go, you know, through a little bit of this, through a little bit of that, boom,
right.
boom,
so
boom.
So you DVR it and then you run through it later.
All those, everyone, The Voice, every one of those shows,
and
I like them all. My family thinks I'm hysterical because what I do is, you know, vroom, sing, and then maybe listen to a comment or two. Okay, fine, now you sing. Because otherwise, all you get is these backstories. Who has the saddest, most horrible background or the best reason for being there? And you're like, okay, but they're gone in 2 weeks anyway, so who cares, you know?
Exactly.
So that's...
All right, so that starts tonight. You'll be recording it.
Yeah, but we've got Nicki Minaj...
who I like a lot.
Mariah Carey.
Also
and
love.
Keith Urban.
Love.
Joining Randy Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Seacrest Empire sticks around.
Sure it does.
So it'll just... I'd be curious to see... For about 5 minutes.
Okay, you'll keep
Amish
me posted.
Amish Mafia. All right,
all right,
fine.
Listen, find us on Facebook, Big Shoe Stew and Dina Fox. And you're at Twitter, right?
I am at Twitter at Big Shoe Stew. And you can also, there's another Facebook page, Big Shoe Stew, period. You know, for those of you who just want me.
Seriously? Are you really going to do that right in front of me?
Yeah, that's just so wrong. Next time around, we might talk about my new J-O-B.
Would love to hear more about it when you're ready.
Hey, thanks a bunch for listening.
Right, thanks so much. Have a great day.